Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive in the tube.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Let's do it. Good evening. It is The Drive with Say and Piper. I'm Lon Say. He is Derek Piper. Isaac Ambrose in with us. We're going to hear some sound from Brad Underwood, who met today with the media, including Derek Piper. Which one of these did you ask?
I'll have to take a glance and let you know.
Okay. All right. Well,
Brad 7.
Brad 7. All right. Yep. I threw that on you there. That wasn't fair for me to do that. But before we get there, it's time to talk a little high school sports. Believe it or not, we have high school sports that are happening right now. Practices going on, even at the junior high level. And of course, tomorrow night, Tuscola, when what we believe will be the first game of the season for high school basketball, boys basketball, and head coach Justin Mozart joins us now. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me, Lon.
Absolutely. You guys, how did this come together? I asked you off the air, but I want you to explain that because I know there's a rule that you have to practice so many times before you can play a game. So how was Tuscola able to get the practices in and then get a game already set up for tomorrow night?
Sure. So every team had to have 7 days of practice prior to playing their first competition. So we looked at our schedule, and when our region went to Tier 1 last week, we started practice on Tuesday. So we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week, came back this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and in that last week, we moved into Phase 4 where we knew we were going to get some games, and of course, the IHSA came out with their schedules as well. So when we got the IHSA notification yesterday, we saw it. We started kind of, hey, we got 7 days. Tonight's our seventh practice. We actually tried to get a game tonight, and we reached out. We had an officiating crew locked in, and we reached out to about 20 or 30 schools to see if we could get anybody to play tomorrow and nobody or tonight, and nobody could do it tonight, but Arthur responded that they'd be good to go tomorrow. So here we are tomorrow.
Justin, this thing really came together quickly, as Lon was talking about. There was doubts for a long time, but to finally be able to lace him up tonight, just what's the vibe amongst your team, coaching staff, and man, it's got to feel good, right?
It feels awesome, and it's not just the team, it's not just the coaches that are happy. I mean, if you walk through our hallways at school, it's just the whole school culture different because kids are excited because they know they get to represent their school again in some competitive environment, and so that I think that's the thing that I'm most excited about when the IHSA. When that news broke last week that sports were back, it actually happened during a passing period where everything was breaking on Twitter. And you could just, I mean, everybody was just talking in the hallways. And kids were high-fiving and just, I mean, just pure joy. And it's a joy that we haven't been able to see in a long time.
What was it like, Justin, to go almost a year without sports? I mean, you know, every player wants to play. Tuscola is a very proud athletic tradition when it comes to a lot of your sports, both boys and girls. But what was that like for you every day to be in that school and see the kids that weren't able to play athletics?
It's so odd, and it's hard to put into words, but you just, you know, I've always said that, you know, kids love Tuscola High School. But the main reason that they love Tuscola High School, our students here, is because of the opportunities that they get to do while they're here.
Sure.
And we basically didn't have those opportunities since last March. So it's a vibe that kids, I think a lot of kids were just kind of lost, like, you know, a lot of self-reflecting, like, who am I? What do I represent when sports are gone?
Right.
And so I think kids have found a new appreciation to, you know, just to truly appreciate the opportunities they get when they get them. And, I mean, we're just thrilled to get it going again.
What has your approach been as a coach as this thing ramps up pretty quickly in terms of plays or just how hard you push them when they haven't played in so long?
That's a good question, Derek. So we've got I think for tomorrow we've got one set play. So I'm actually good friends with Coach McGill at RS. I said, hey, don't worry about scouting us. We've got one set play. I'll just send it to you. You won't have to worry about it. But it's going to be pretty simplistic basketball. You're gonna see kids that are fatigued. We're gonna have to play quite the large rotation of players just to stay healthy and stay fresh. And it's going to look a lot different. And the strategic part of it, there's a lot of factors that have to play into it. Like, it's going to be hard to scout this year. So you've got to be just really good at what you do. And it switches gears from, you know, really focusing on what your opponent does.
Now, your voice isn't hoarse right now, as opposed to my co-host. So what's your training regimen like to make sure that you were good for when practice starts? I mean, Lon's on the radio twice. 2 hours a day, talks a lot, but apparently this has really roughed him up.
It has.
Hey, the greatest part about this whole interview right now is we've got a Villa Grove Blue Devil, yes. And all he wants to talk about right now is Pensacola basketball. Like, this is kind of like, this is peak for Lon.
My toes are crossed, all right, for bad luck for you guys. Well, it is true with what Derek said, though, because you know, like as a junior high coach right now, obviously you guys are at a different level and the teaching aspect and learning things is a lot different. But the other thing about it is the masks. And, you know, I hate wearing them. I can't get used to wearing it as I'm coaching. And the whole time I'm practicing, Justin, like literally every 5 minutes, whereas before, because I was raised under the Jim Riddle tree where you could run until you puked and then that's fine. Now you can go get a drink. I mean, now I'm just like to the point where it's like every 5 minutes I'm like, hey, if you guys want to take a break, if you guys want to get a drink, get the mask off. I mean, how are you approaching that? And how do you think kids are going to do with that on the court?
Yeah, it's definitely different. And the one thing that I've told, or we've talked a lot about it, like our kids actually, they've been playing in these masks since June. Wow. Like off and on, we've had different types of workouts. We've been shut down for a while. We've come back. And so the kids have been become a lot more accustomed to it. And obviously, you know, all kids are resilient when it comes to you've got to wear the mask to play this particular sport. The kids are going to do it. It is, but you're right. Like, we take more breaks when we do our conditioning. You know, you do your conditioning, and then you take a longer water break than you normally would, and you catch your breath. Even tomorrow night's game, I think the first dead ball under the five-minute mark of every quarter is a media timeout, which just is a mass break to allow kids an opportunity to socially distance and you know, catch their breath. So it is. It's a whole new dynamic. That it's something that obviously coaches, you know, we haven't had to factor in, but it does. It makes a big difference.
That, are you going to have somebody there giving the unofficials timeout?
Hey, it is Richard Kidwell.
Oh,
famous PA announcer. Tomorrow is his 50th year on the mic.
Unbelievable.
So that's we're excited to have him back for his 50th year.
Hall of Famer, right?
Yes, Hall of Famer.
Incredible. He was doing my games. I mean, that's the incredible part there with him, and he's just such a wonderful man. All right, one more about this. I know Pipes wants to ask you about Jalen. In terms of fans and such, are there any fans allowed? I know there's even a media. Media have even been cut off. This is like the Rose Bowl, trying to get to the Rose Bowl here. You guys have had to cut off on some of the media. In other words, you've got to let us know you're going to be there. How are you doing everything on the exterior, essentially?
Yeah, so the one thing that I'll say is our athletic director, Coach Hornaday, and our principal, Mr. Fiskus, they've been really, really proactive and just amazing. Like, we had our plan in place, and we were ready to roll with it as far as what our seating looked like. We're allowing 50 total fans for both the JV and varsity game, and the fans empty out between games. You've got to have tickets, and at Pensacola, the away team gets 25 tickets, and the home team gets 25 tickets. And so with those tickets, you know, you just have access to the one particular game. And if you have we've got a couple kids that play both JV and varsity, so their parents will have to exit and then come back in. So the media, we put our school district announcement out, and we were sold out with our media within like an hour. And you're right, there's guys like Mike O'Brien from the Chicago Sun-Times, He's coming down. But
That's awesome.
It says a lot about Mike. Like, he called us and said, hey, make sure your local media get in before I get in. I want them have access. And so all of our local people are in. But, yeah, we did sell out with our media.
Justin, I got to ask you about Jalen Quinn. A lot of fans, basketball fans around here, very familiar with him. Really, throughout the state, our good friend Joe Henderson wrote, I think, over the summer, he might be the best downstate prospect in the state of Illinois. What do you expect from Jalen now as an upperclassman, and how has his game come along?
You know, Jalen obviously is a special talent, and the one thing that we'll say about him is Jalen's our best player. But our best player is coming into this year as our most improved player. Wow. So that kind of goes to show you just his work ethic and what he's been able to accomplish through quarantine since last March. He's put on about 15 pounds of muscle, so he's up to about 185 from what he was last year. And that's obviously going to help him, but it's going to help him be prepared for the next level as well. And, you know, he's getting obviously a lot of interest, and he's earned that different interest. And we're excited to see him in action tomorrow, and in the same way that we're excited to see all of our kids tomorrow.
Very cool. That's cool. Jalen Quinn and I are on the same 15-pound program. Oh, wait, you said his were that was muscle, I guess, right?
Yours is pure muscle, too. I thought he was on.
Yeah, no, that's not the case. If you haven't seen me in a while, that is for sure. Well, it's a cool thing, too, because your girls, the Tuscola girls, are going to start against Villa Grove Heritage. That'll be Saturday afternoon. So what a great weekend for the entire athletic program.
It should be an awesome weekend. I know we got a lot of people that are excited. We're going to stream all of our games as well on the NFHS Network, so... that's what's cool is right now there's so much going on within the state of Illinois, but when it comes to high school basketball, I think our boys and girls teams are one of the first two teams to play in the state. So a lot of people are talking about Tuscola basketball, which is quite the honor that we look forward to seeing how we do.
Amen. Well, good luck this year, Justin. Justin Bozarth, follow him on Twitter at JU Bozarth. I know your dad is one of the biggest Cardinals fans I know, so hey to him. And just tell him one of these days we'll get back into Busch Stadium and watch games.
he'll be looking forward to that for sure.
I love it. Justin, good luck, buddy. Have a great season, and congrats on getting things rolling.
Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks, Derek, for your time.
Okay, buddy. Justin Bozarth, great kid. Great family down in Tuscola. And, of course, they're excited. Everybody's excited to get sports going. And I know as parents, that's an exciting thing. Now, the cool thing there is that they're going to be able to get 50 people in, which essentially is, you know, like a couple of tickets per player, let's say, so the parents can go in and watch. I know that is going to be maybe something that each school has to decide what they want to do. I know some schools are just going to go with strictly no fans. And, you know, I guess that this is where I chalk it up to. I'm glad I'm coaching because I get to watch Andrew play every game, but I know there's going to be some parents that may have to miss out on that. The great thing is it seems like all the schools are streaming and doing that, so it'll be cool, man. And I know Justin's got to be just like me when just hearing the ball bounce in a gym, you know, it's like, oh, I forgot about that sound. It's a sweet sound. So congrats to them. Of course, Tuscola playing Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond. Shout out to Kent Brown, the former Atwood Hammond Raja.
Raja.
What a name, right? It's a horse, I think. It's like a wild horse. A Raja. And Kent, they had really good teams. Of course, Kent's like 7'3". Well, he's not that big.
He is pretty tall.
He's tall. Is he taller than you?
Yes.
Yeah, he's taller than you. Kent's got to be, what, 6'4"? He'll text
6'4",
me.
6'4", maybe 6'5". It might be 6'5".
Okay. He's never been one of those 6'7" with the afro kind of guys. Now, although back in the day, maybe Kent Brown sported the old afro. I'll have to ask him that as we go along.
He was a running Raja, huh?
Running Raja. You got to love that stuff. And I think they made a run to state in football, maybe basketball as well. So we'll have to get that figured out. That was a while back. We'll put it that way. Kent and I don't like to bring that up. All right, when we come back, Brad Underwood spoke today to the media. We're going to hear some thoughts that he had as Illinois prepares to face Iowa. It is The Drive.
These days, business as usual is anything but. Through Busey Bank's financial relief program, we're offering help to business owners, along with individuals and families, in this time of need. We're in this together, and we're here to support the vibrant communities we're honored to serve. To learn more, visit bc.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSY. BUSY, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.
Have you been made to feel like you are not at the right place in life to talk with someone about your finances? Maybe you've been told you do not have enough income or assets or have too much debt. Terry and Tim at Chester Financial meet you wherever you are in life, whether you are just starting out, close to retirement, or anywhere in between. For an appointment with Terry and Tim, call me, Christy, at 352-5828.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company. Member FINRA, SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 61820, 217-352-5828.
Has this season of life got you down? Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at CU at Home, with some encouragement for you. Back in mid-June, CU at Home and Austin's Place decided to keep the men's and women's emergency shelters open throughout winter and beyond. That's right, friend. For the first time in 20 years, we have a year-round shelter again available in our community. Even with this COVID season, God is still good and still blessing us beyond measure. Please mark your calendars for One Winter Night 2021, held on Friday, February 5th. Be on the lookout for more details. Please visit cuathome.us and join the team today.
Napa Know How.
Getting $20 back when you buy a Napa Legend premium battery is a win-win. Getting it from the best car people around is a win-win-win. Getting it before you're stranded somewhere, that's a win-win-win-win. Save $20 when you get a Napa Legend premium battery. And if that sounds like a lot of wins, you're right. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. While supplies last, offer ends 2/28/21.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Lennox system dealer. With a BBB A-plus rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any maker model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Introducing the Stever Stimulus. It's a program designed to help locally owned small businesses. Hi, it's Stevie J, and I support local business, and I know you do too, but they need our help. I have an offer at GoStever.com. When you go to Hickory River Smokehouse on Cunningham and Urbana in the next 7 days, I will personally send you $25 when you spend a minimum of $50 at Hickory River. When you send me your receipt through the special link we provide, I will Venmo you $25. Item one, you have to be a member of GoStever. You can join. It's free. GoStever.com. Number two, you have to have Venmo. It's a way 60 million people pay, and in your case, get paid. Can't write all those checks. Has to be Venmo. Then, go and support our local small businesses with each and every offer. Go to GoStever.com for all the details. Today, it's Hickory River Smokehouse. I will personally send you $25 when you spend a minimum of $50 at Hickory River. Stever Stimulus. GoStever.com. Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at GameDaySpirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit. Spirit, where Illini fans shop. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me tell you about CMI, Chemical Maze Incorporated. I swear I'm going to have a clean read this time. I promise.
You just jinxed yourself.
I know I did, right? Hey, CMI can help your business stay clean during the winter. With all the snow, ice, and water, you want a good mat program at all of your entrances. For every 20 feet of matting, you'll stop 85% of the dirt at the door. CMI can survey your facility and design a good mat program for you. Including custom logos. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road or schedule an appointment by calling 217-359-6262. That's 217-359-6262.
Not bad, young man. Isn't that what they say?
That's okay.
Here comes Drake. All right, we're getting info on Atwood and Kent Brown. And somebody was right. A Raja is an Indian king or prince. I was thinking it was a horse. Maybe the Indian king or prince is on a horse. That's what I remember from the Atwood Hammond logo. And then Kent Brown, Roger Montgomery, good friend of mine at VG, said Kent's like 6'8", I believe. They won state in football senior year, Sweet 16 in basketball, super sectionals. So Roger had to guard him, and he said Kent was a good player. So there you go. Kent Brown just kind of...
Did we get Kent Brown's official height?
No, he's not texted me, so I'm waiting for Kent. We're basically testing to see if Kent Brown listens to the radio show. Which I know he does, because every time I make a mistake, he sends me a correction. But now he's being coy and not weighing in, I guess, as we go along. All right, good stuff with Justin Bozarth, Tuscola basketball coach. Congrats to all of the high school players, both girls and boys, that are able to start a season here pretty soon and get things rolling. Also for junior high, and hopefully this just leads to football going on and cross country going on and baseball and softball and everything else, track and field. And I'm sure I'm missing something. Maybe they did cross country in the fall. I'm not sure. But anyway, it'll be great for especially the seniors to be able to do this, because unlike the NCAA, which made a rule saying, hey, you can come back again and play another year if you want, that isn't the case in high school. So if you're a senior this year, you don't get a chance to come back and play your senior year. And Derek, I think you and I would both attest, we were never great athletes, but we played, and there is something special about that senior year, and knowing that you were able to compete in your high school years, and it's something you're proud of.
Yeah, it's definitely down the road. It's definitely something that you look back on and you cherish, especially, you know, you grow up with, in my situation, I'm sure it's very similar for you as well. You grow up with a certain group of guys, and you know all of them, and you played like Little League, and then you come together in high school and get a chance to play together. So that's always a really cool moment. And then, just if you're not going to play organized sports, maybe playing intramurals in college or whatever it is, to have that last chance go around, it's very cool. And then for someone like Jalen Quinn or others that are going to play going forward, these are opportunities that are really important for your recruitment and where you ultimately land in college.
Wade asked, for those of us who don't know, give us some information about Jalen Quinn. That was on the College of Aces text line. I believe he's a junior.
Yes.
This year at Tuscola. I don't know the peripherals. I'm not sure how tall he is. I know he's a lefty, I believe, shooter. Yep. A really skilled basketball player who's getting some Power 5 looks.
Yes, absolutely. 6'3", lefty, shoots it really well. Pretty good athlete as well. Illinois Wolves, that's the AAU program that he plays for. Heard a lot of really good things. I know over the summer he would go up there. And he was on our show back in August or something like that, talking about scrimmaging against guys like Max Christie and some of the players in their program. So has offers from Drake, Loyola, SIU.
Oh, baby.
UIC. And some looks. Illinois give him some looks. Purdue's giving him some looks as well. So he's definitely one to watch.
I guess I said that wrong in terms of offers from Power Fives. He's had looks. I know he's visited Purdue, I believe, and talked with Illinois as well. So I'm fine with him down at Southern, but I can't say that. I think that's a recruiting bias.
I was going to mention it to Justin when we had him on. Did you catch wind of when the NCAA sent a letter to Lon? Illegal recruiting efforts during a radio interview.
Here, I'll nullify it by saying this. Drake is undefeated.
They are.
They're 15-0. Drake will be one of those teams in the NCAA tournament you don't want to see opposite you, because they're veteran. I think someone told me yesterday their average age is like 22. And that's perfect scenario of a Missouri Valley team that could make a long Sweet 16, Elite Eight kind of run. Loyola Marymount did it. I mean, you know, those are the kind of teams that you don't want to tangle with in the NCAA tournament, because they're tested. And Drake, 15-0, man. Look out.
As a team, they're shooting 42% from three.
What?
Wow. Beat a good Missouri State team twice back-to-back after a three-plus week layoff.
Mm. I didn't know they had a big layoff, too.
Drake was on the layoff, is what I should say.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just, yeah, and that, it's crazy, but that is certainly a team I don't know that I'd want to face when you get to that. All right. Brad Underwood met today with the media talking about Illinois-Iowa. It's been so long. It'll be, what, 10 days since Illinois will have played. Who do we play last? Penn State?
Penn State on the 19th, and you'll play tomorrow night, which is the 29th.
That's crazy. Well, this rivalry is something that has obviously gotten back to where we like it, where it should be. Brad Underwood touched on that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I, these are games that become great for college basketball. They become great for fan bases. I mean, can you imagine what this building would be like tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and the excitement and the energy? No, they're a top 10 team. You've got to have a good team to be able to go compete against a top 10 team and to have a rivalry. You've got to have it heated. You've got to have good teams and it's fun. And to me, that's what makes college basketball really special. I know the job Fran does is unbelievable. He's built an unbelievable program there. And they compete, man. He's got competitive kids and so do we, and we're going to show up for 40 minutes and throw it up, and whoever's got more points at the end is going to be happy and the other one's going to be pissed. And, you know, that's the way it works in a great rivalry. And, you know, fans can talk about it at the water cooler, or the coffee shop and whatever. And I love that. That's what it's about.
That is what it's about. And of course this Iowa team, Derek, is averaging 20 points a minute, maybe 91 points a game is what Iowa's averaging coming in. So you know they're going to score points. And I know Brad alluded to that today in the press conference in the sense that you kind of have to be geared up on offense as well as defense to be able to stay up with this team.
They're a load offensively, man. They got the nation's leading scorer in Luka, who can score it from down low, mid-post, behind the three-point line. And then if you send enough attention his way, he's got Wieskamp who can hit the three.
Mm-hmm.
And as Brad mentioned in his opening statement, Wieskamp has had a better year so far than he did last year. Bohannon, outside of a couple of games, he's coming off of a really bad one against Indiana, but shot the three well. Frederick, and I think that one's a big key, where he leaves that Indiana game injured with a leg injury. He's said to be day-to-day. I think he's questionable for this game coming up. If he were to be out, that would be a big one. And even Jack Nungy off the bench is a guy that I think is giving him some good minutes and as a big man that can score it a little bit and rebound. So they've got depth, and offensively they are just hard to deal with.
We visited with Sean Balk from Hawkeye Insider at the first hour, and he mentioned that in the losses, Jordan Bohannon is 1-for-20 from the three-point line. He hasn't shot it at the kind of clip that you would think Bohannon. In fact, he's shooting 38% from the three-point line. Still good. Don't get me wrong, especially when you're shooting from the area code he does. But you've got a guy like Bohannon at 38%. You mentioned Wieskamp. He's at 44%. C.J. Frederick, by the way, 50% from the three-point line. Luka Garza, 46%. So those are some of the things, and this is how they can beat you in terms of shooting the basketball.
Yeah, and Bohannon just has some of those games where he's on one side of struggling. He hit 7 against North Carolina. He hit 6 against Northwestern, 6 against Maryland.
Ooh.
So you want to make sure that if he's going to be on one of the extremes, then he's on the ice cold one for sure.
And if he does make his first one, then look out. How do you guard these guys, Brad?
I don't know if you contain Luka. I mean, look, you're going to do a great job on Garza, and he's going to get 20 to 30, and you're going to do a great, great job doing it. And you're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. And, you know, teams that do that, you know, that's why they're, one of the most efficient teams in college basketball in the offensive end. You know, they've got really good players around them. And so, you know, I think you got to make touches hard. I think you got to make things contested and then not give them or Luka easy baskets. And then, you know, you got to try to contest. And they're a team that is a good hard shot making team. You know, they jump up and hit contested threes and make shots from deep, and you can't let that bother you. You got to keep doing what you do and not get too consumed with it. So, Yeah, they got really good players, and I don't think you worry as much about one as you do the other. Obviously, you pay attention to Garza. But, you know, all of a sudden you look up and Bohannon's got 20 and Wieskamp's got 20 and Frederick's got 20 and, you know, Nanji's got 12 off the bench and you're in trouble. So you just got to be very solid, very committed, and make things as difficult as you can for them.
It's amazing. You mentioned that with Luka Garza. Garza averaging 30 minutes a game. I'm rounding up here. Because that's what I do. 30 minutes a game, he's averaging 27 points, 9 rebounds, and shooting 46% from three. That is just a bear to try to stop. And what's cool, and you mentioned it earlier in the show, is that at Iowa City, Luka did his thing. And he still kind of did his thing in Champaign, but Kofi kind of stepped up and, I don't want to say matched him, but he was really good in that second game against Iowa last year when Illinois won that game in March.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely learned some things. Kofi dealt with foul trouble in that first game against Luka and then also had some problems getting out and contesting from three. It's going to be a big key here coming up. But, yeah, Kofi a different player now. Mm-hmm. In particular, the stretch he's on, 6 straight double-doubles.
Wow.
He's leading the country. You got Luka on one side leading the country in points per game. Kofi on the other, who's leading the country in double-doubles. He has 11, 6 straight.
That's awesome.
And in Big Ten play, Kofi, 30 minutes a game, rounding up for Lon.
Mm, thank you.
20 points and 11 rebounds per night.
In Big Ten play.
In Big Ten play, and he's shooting 73% from the field.
Wow! That's
73%
all,
from the field.
I mean, that's all Big Ten first team.
Oh, 100%.
And it, how rare is it, Brad Underwood, for these two big guys to just be doing things?
Yeah, I think there's, what, two guys in the top 25 or 30 in scoring in the country that are outside, that aren't guards. And Luka's leading it. And then, you know, to have a guy that's as dominant as Kofi, I mean, you know, it's amazing because I watch so many other leagues and I don't watch our teams play when they're live on TV. And, you know, I'm watching a Big 12 game the other night, and it's 10 guards on the court. I mean, the era of the big man is gone, except in our league, really. I mean, you just don't see it. And so it's great to see it. Those guys are they're both really talented players. They're both really good players in their own way, and they do it differently. And to me, it's great to see that.
That is. That's a pretty cool stat where guards have the ball in their hands. They're going to score a lot, but obviously Luka and Kofi are getting it done for this squad, which is pretty cool. So Iowa, that now the one thing about Iowa, they've lost three times. Gonzaga, nobody's apologizing for that. And then, of course, they lost at Minnesota, which Minnesota has now proven to be a bear to try to beat at the barn. And then the weird one, at Iowa City against Indiana. What happened in that game?
In the second half, Iowa went, it might have been 10-plus minutes without a field goal.
How does that even
down
happen?
The stretch.
That seems impossible.
It does. It really does, which a credit to Indiana's defense.
Sure.
Their intensity, their ability to really switch on the perimeter and attack and not give open lanes for shooters. But then, as we talked about with Sean, just cheating inside for Luka.
Yeah.
Their bigs did a good job of fighting him as much as they could to make his catches difficult, to push him away from the post, and then they had help there to swat it out of his hands for Luka to have 4 turnovers. That really stalled Iowa's offense, and then Indiana was able to get out and run, and they scored 31 points in the final 10 minutes of that game.
That's
so
crazy.
Very surprising.
I'm guessing Brad Underwood watched that game?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you know you're going to get – most of the time, teams in this league after a loss are you're getting a monster. You're getting the best, and I would expect nothing different. But there's no different, you know, in this league. You know, people are going to lose games, and you know, you're going to see why they struggled or what caused them to lose. And sometimes it may be nothing, that they just missed shots or they didn't have their A game. No difference, sir.
Okay, so I don't think he was answering like, did you watch the game, coach? It didn't matter. The answer was, were you able to scout that game? And like he said, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter whether they're coming off a loss or not. Now, like he said, you know you're going to get an angry Iowa team. You're going to get an Iowa team that comes in knowing they need to bounce back, and you're going to get their best shot, which you were going to probably anyway, knowing these two teams and their history. So that just adds into it, and both teams coming off a long layoff. And I think especially the opening minutes of that game with both teams playing for the first time in over a week is going to be really interesting.
Mm. Couple things to tackle here that is not Iowa. Illinois had that big layoff, so how close were they to scheduling an opponent? When we come back, we're going to get Brad's answer on that. Also, Trent Frazier did not make the Defensive Player of the Year list, and we're going to get Brad's reaction to that. I'd like to ask Derek about that as well. And then there's something on here that says on what game he watched at 2:30 a.m. when he couldn't sleep. The hell's that? You know what, Brad?
You guys don't know shit.
No, I know that you were watching a game at 2:30. I guess
we do.
So we'll find out all of that. I know you will want to stick around and listen to that when we come back. I want to do a concert with Darius Rucker is what I want to do. How about that? He didn't give me enough time here, though. I like this wagon wheel, but not enough time to tell you what I want to tell you. So we're going to a different. Going to Kodak Black. All right, here's the deal. Stevie J joined us earlier today. He has a deal that's called GoSteever.com, and you want to be a part of that. It's basically just getting his money. Like, there was a contest recently on Jets Pizza. Excellent pizza. And so I won $25 to Jets Pizza. I got two large pizzas for free. Well, on Stevie, at least. So now he's got what's called the Stever Stimulus Offer, and he's going to do this. And it ends at 6 o'clock tonight. So right now, you've got about 19 minutes to log on to GoSteever.com, either create an account or log on to your account. And you can check out the Stever Stimulus Offer, which this time is to Hickory River. And what's going to happen is if you spend $50 or more in the next 7 days at Hickory River, Stevie's going to give you $25. I think he's given 20 or 25 people $25. So get on to GoSteever.com, just hit accept, and then go spend some cash at Hickory River, and he's going to pay for all of it almost. Not all of it almost.
Half of it.
Half of it. So make sure you make that happen. All right, back with Brad Underwood next, The Drive.
Introducing the Stever Stimulus. It's a program designed to help locally owned small businesses. Hi, it's Stevie J, and I support local business, and I know you do too, but they need our help. I have an offer at GoSteever.com. When you go to Hickory River Smokehouse on Cunningham and Urbana in the next 7 days, I will personally send you $25 when you spend a minimum of $50 at Hickory River. When you send me your receipt through the special link we provide, I will Venmo you $25. Item one, you have to be a member of GoSteever. You can join. It's free. GoSteever.com. Number two, you have to have Venmo. It's a way 60 million people pay and, in your case, get paid. Can't write all those checks. Has to be Venmo. Then, go and support our local small businesses with each and every offer. Go to GoSteever.com for all the details. Today, it's Hickory River Smokehouse. I will personally send you $25 when you spend a minimum of $50 at Hickory River. Stever Stimulus. GoSteever.com.
I'm Brian Laird. I'm the pharmacy manager of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center here in Urbana. One of the things with this vaccine is it has been proven to be safe and effective. One of the great things about the vaccine is that it's 95% effective for the Moderna and the Pfizer both so far. That's an amazing efficacy that we have. So that means it's going to work about 95% of the time. We all know that COVID fatigue is real. Even in my family, we experience it. We don't like wearing masks. We don't like being told that we can't eat at restaurants. We don't like not going to Illini games. We don't want this to continue. The way out of this is by getting the vaccine. The COVID fatigue is a real thing, and hopefully it can be lessened, if not eliminated, by getting the vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is something that we really want to stress is important. It's going to be our best shot to get out of this pandemic. If you have questions, I want to make sure that you have the right answers to those questions. So osfhealthcare.org is a great resource that you can turn to osfhealthcare.org.
PDR Automotive in Urbana prides themselves in offering you the very best in service. In fact, they're one of the select TechNet certified professional shops. Certified shops like PDR make all the difference in vehicle maintenance because the TechNet community is made up entirely of local family-owned shops. So you know you're getting reliable and personalized care that only a local shop like PDR can provide. PDR is proud to be a TechNet professional shop that you can depend on time and time again. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 267-9481.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
Butch here with ServPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified ServPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to ServProofChampaignUrbana.com. For more information.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Visit thecuservices.com.
That's why it's hard to stop a train.
We're back. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose. Isaac's feeling it right now with Illinois basketball. You want to weigh in on what you just said? I liked it. I liked that that thought, at least, puts you in your head. And only because this Illinois basketball team, as the season went on last year, started playing so well. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the year, when the tournament rolled around, of course, you'd beaten Indiana, you beat Iowa, you had the Big Ten tournament coming up. They had the practice of the year. So you felt like that team was ready to roll. And I don't know if you get that yet from this team.
No. And hear me out. I'm definitely not taking the November 2019 team over the November 2020 team. But now this might get confusing.
Oh, boy.
Where this team was at this point last year, so like right after the Michigan win when Iowa hits that shot versus where they are now, I would almost put $100 that the 2020 January Illinois team would beat the 2021 Illinois January team.
Okay.
Because Kofi is pretty much the main player that's gotten a lot better. You could argue that Io at this point last year is similar to where he's been playing now.
Okay.
If you lost Felice, you lost Alan Griffin. So they were playing better at this point.
I see where you're going.
Than Adam Miller and Curbelo are now. Georgie's a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah. They're both good teams. That's the good thing.
But it's just shocking for me to have that realization, especially going back to November when I was like, okay, this team's top five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. So, but I said after the after the Ohio State game, I said, I'm just going to stop my expectations now on this team. So I think it's going to allow me to enjoy it better. So especially if they go on a run in March, then I'm just going to be even more excited.
It's easy to forget, too. Like, a few years ago, a conference win over Penn State, we would have been ecstatic. Like, any conference win, I was like, booyah, pump my fist.
Right.
But now it's almost frustrating that we didn't win by 20. So yeah. You do have to put yourself back into those expectations. It's just crazy that we went from a few years ago being the losingest team in Illinois history to now top five expectations.
Yeah, and it's true. So. And it's listen, you get spoiled as a fan sometimes when they're winning and a top 20 team, right? And you expect sometimes more. So We'll see what happens. All right, Isaac, thanks for weighing in. I did understand what you were saying there, understood where he was going. All right, Derek, you, more than anybody I know, did everything you could to figure out a team for Illinois to play in this 10-game span.
I really did.
You lost sleep over this. Speaking of that, we'll get to Brad Underwood losing sleep as well. But you guys asked today about how close were they to scheduling an opponent.
We worked really, really, really hard at finding a non-league opponent who fit testing protocols. We thought on a couple of different occasions that we kind of gave ourselves a window, maybe Friday through even Tuesday, of playing a game if it fit right. You know, obviously the weekends become very challenging as conference games are going on. Most everybody's playing. You know, we went through the cancellation list, the postponement list, and we were close on a couple occasions, but it just didn't work. And for whatever reasons, and you factor so many people in from state health officials to athletic directors, and you go right on down the list, and there's a lot of reason these games didn't happen.
You got me excited because you had mentioned that Arizona and Arizona State were playing and then off for like a week.
Which they were.
I thought, but that didn't happen either.
No, because they reworked the schedule to where they played twice in the span of 5 days.
Scared of Illinois.
At home, and Arizona State should be scared of quite a bit right now the way they're playing.
Bobby Hurley's not getting it done.
He's not.
Out in Tempe, that is for sure. I thought that team would be a lot better than what it has been this year. We'll see if they can rally with Remy Martin and the crew. Okay, the other thing we were going to touch on is Trent Frazier not making the Defensive Player of the Year list. I assume if you don't make that list, you're not going to be Defensive Player of the Year or even on the Defensive Player of the Year, like, all Big Ten team, right? Is that correct?
This was for National Defensive Player of the Year. They cut their list of finalists, so he won't be able to win that award. He could still technically win Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year
was Big Ten. That's my fault. I was a little bit upset about
that. Or be all Big Ten defense.
Got it.
So that's still in the cards for him. But he tweeted some stuff out about being upset, and Brad commented here he definitely didn't agree with it.
To say I'm angry would probably be the understatement. I don't know what they look for. I know so many of those deals get based on a steals number or get based on a block shots number. And I think anybody who's faced Trent Frazier, coaches will know that he is absolutely probably, if not the best, one of the best defenders, and has taken a lot of guys out of a lot of things. And it's a travesty, in my opinion. I'm very, very frustrated for him, for our team, for program, because we know how valuable he is on the defensive end. The guy that, you know, takes charges, dives on the floor, always guards the other team's best player, has really negated a lot of very, very good players. So I'm not very, very happy with that. Again, that's, we understand how important he is and the job he does.
Yeah, and there are times, Derek, where you see Trent Frazier just basically handcuff a guy on the other team. I'm trying to think. Oh, it was Dwayne Washington Jr., who had, I believe, 7 against Illinois. He hit an early 3, and the rest of the game he had 4 free throws, including all 4 late when Illinois had to foul. That's how good of a job Trent Frazier can do. Now, he's not always that good. But certainly he's a guy that he can lock down on a guy, and you know I'm sure if you're Brad Underwood, you're pretty comfortable that he's going to do his job.
Yeah, he definitely brings quite a bit of value defensively. Should he be on the National Defensive Player of the Year list? I don't know. I wouldn't feel super confident saying yes. And I understand, as Brad said, if you don't have a lot of steals, you don't have a lot of blocks. There were times where you'd look at, I think it was A.J. Hammonds versus Nana Egwu for Defensive Player in the Year in the Big Ten, and Hammonds had the blocks.
Right.
And you knew that Egwu could switch really 1 through 5 and hedge and move his feet and everything. He was a great defender.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Trent, in my opinion, I don't know if he's as elite, and that's a word that Brad likes to use, as maybe he's described on defense. There are times where he's just slight stature.
Sure.
You can bully him a little bit. You can score on him a little bit. But there's certainly times where he wants to make sure a guy doesn't get the ball or get clean looks. Stefanovic can attest to that.
There's
some guys around the league that can definitely attest to Trent's abilities there.
Yeah, I think that's fair, too. And you have to take into account his build. But obviously, if you look at it the other way, due to his build, it's pretty cool what he can do sometimes in terms of shutting guys down that are bigger than him. So what is Trent? 6'1"?
Yeah, 6'1".
Isn't that funny? That's just considered like miniature.
He's listed 6'2", 175. 6'2 might be a little generous.
And he's probably 6'1", 160.
Right.
Maybe. I wish I could be that again.
You do love the commitment at that end of the floor for a guy that came in essentially known as just a bucket getter.
Mm-hmm. That he's kind of changed that game a little bit. And, of course, Illinois fans would love to see him get a few more buckets.
Definitely.
So hopefully he can get that rolling as well. Maybe he's one of those guys that could go on a what do you call him when you're on a good one?
A heater?
Heater in the NCAA tournament. I'd be all right with that. All right, last thing from Brad Underwood today. This is what it says from Trevor on what game he watched at 12:30 a.m. when he couldn't sleep.
Kansas and Oklahoma, and I was watching the rerun at 2:30 a.m. when my ass couldn't sleep because that's a typical night anymore. So that's when I do all, just so you guys know, that's when I do all my film watching. I go to bed at 9. I wake up about 2. I can't go back to sleep. So I watch film all night because then I know I don't have media and have to deal with all you guys, you know. So I'm not bothered. But, yeah, I also had that game on, and it was interesting because there was literally 10 guards on the court. You guys don't know shit.
Okay.
He loves us.
I know he does. That's the funny part. He truly does. I think he enjoys you guys. Don't you think?
Sometimes.
Okay. Does Brad get a little testy?
He can, yeah.
Okay.
He can.
Which surprises me because he kind of...
He's pretty darn nice.
Yeah. Went to college in this kind of stuff, so...
He definitely gets it. He's pretty nice during some times when he wouldn't need to be.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't fix stupid.
Right.
On some questions, like I'm anxious to hear who asked that question and how it got to that.
Well, There's not enough time.
Okay.
There's not enough time.
Was it Warner?
No.
Oh, I was wanting to rip on
him. It was a follow-up that made sense where he talked about Kofi and Luka and how really it's a guards game around the league. He said there were 10 guards in the court. Which game were you watching where there's 10 guards?
Got it. You know, Coach, I get up at 2:30 a.m. to let my dog out sometimes, but then I go back to bed. So you should try that. I'm sure his wife's like, get out of here. If you're going to do this, go down to your office and watch film. That would not be easy. 9 o'clock. We know a guy from Iowa that gets to bed early every night. All right, good stuff here. Sean Bach, Hawkeye Insider. Great stuff with him. Also, Justin Bozarth, Tuscola basketball coach. Talk to him at 5:05. They've got a game tomorrow night. How cool is that? All right, tomorrow it'll be finally game day. Illinois and Iowa, the most anticipated game day that we've had in years after all this huge layoff, for sure. All right, everybody have a good day. Get a good night's sleep. Let's get ready for Iowa. It's a drive.